from KQED.
Not a great week for the solar energy industry. If you'll pardon the pun, it's been something of a bright spot in the California economy, at least up to now, especially in desert communities with lots of sunshine. Blythe, California, for example, in the southeast corner of the state, very excited about a huge solar project planned in the Mojave Desert there. So when the developer, Solar Trust of America, declared bankruptcy this week, it raised some questions about the industry's future. But Blythe City Manager David Lane is counting on it just being a temporary speed bump for the power plant.
We're all hoping that, you know, Microsoft comes to town with $50 an hour jobs, and that's not going to happen. So we're counting on the solar industry to possibly be the next big industry to help Blythe and the surrounding Palo Verde Valley.
Lane says solar plants do create jobs, thousands of jobs, and he says despite this week's bankruptcy filing, Blythe is still confident someone else will see the project through to completion.
Lots of places have sun, lots of places have land, but not every place has the transmission, and the transmission is key to all of these. If you can't get the power you create to the places that need it, well, why create it?
But is that just wishful thinking? And what does that bankruptcy filing mean for California's solar industry? I'm joined by reporter Lauren Sommer. She follows renewable energy closely for the science unit at KQED. Hi, Lauren.
Hi there.
Well, first of all, give us a little bit of context. You know, there's a dozen or so of these major solar power plants planned in the southeast part of California. The Blythe Solar Power Project, what makes it unique?
Well, it's been billed as the largest solar project in the world. So it's huge. You know, it's been planned for about 7,000 acres in the Mojave Desert. It would have made enough power for about 300,000 homes. You know, absolutely giant as solar projects go. And last year, Governor Jerry Brown went down there for a big groundbreaking to kind of show what kind of progress is being made. Now, it doesn't mean that the project is dead now that this company has declared bankruptcy. Reportedly, there has been some interest from another renewable energy company that may want to take it over.
Why would they want to take it over? What makes it attractive?
Well, this company had done a lot of work to get the permits, to secure the transmission lines, the power lines. These projects take years to develop. So for a company to come in when a lot of that's already been done might be pretty appealing.
You know, Lauren, when you mentioned the groundbreaking and all the hoop-de-doo about it, I couldn't help but think about Solyndra and the big bankruptcy down there in the Silicon Valley area, all the loan guarantees with that solar company. Is there anything in common with this latest bankruptcy filing?
Well, there's definitely something in common, which is this really shows just how much turmoil there's been in the solar industry for the past few years. Now, there is a difference. Solyndra was a solar manufacturer. They made solar panels. These companies are solar developers. What's also different in this case is that Solar Trust of America did not get a federal loan guarantee. As you probably remember, Solyndra did get that guarantee, which means when they went bankrupt, taxpayers were on the hook for that money. Solar Trust was offered a guarantee, but they didn't end up taking it.
Well, I talked this week with Les Nelson. He's the executive director of the California Solar Energy Industries Association, trying to get a sense of how the industry is reacting to this bankruptcy filing this week and what it says about the health of the solar industry in California. Here's what he had to say.
You can't take an isolated situation in one location and transpose it over to the entire industry, because the industry itself is many hundreds and if not thousands of companies in California that are in this business and have been for many years and plan to continue to be.
Lauren Sommer, what about that point that, yeah, these big mega plants are important, but really the industry is much more diverse than that?
Yeah, and the industry is still growing. That's what's important to remember. There's certainly a lot of risk with these projects. You know, even if the state signs off on them, it's not a guarantee that they're actually going to get built. But, you know, with rooftop solar, we're actually seeing a lot of growth. And that's really being driven by a huge drop in prices for solar panels. We've seen manufacturing ramp up rapidly in China. It's really driven down the price. So it's making a lot of solar projects more attractive.
One of the other issues with these plants, the mega plants like the one in Blythe, is the impact that they have on the desert. And most of these major mega plants are out in the desert, the Mojave Desert in California. And I spoke with Bruce Hamilton. He's deputy executive director of the Sierra Club, and asked him how they look at that trade-off between the environment and solar power.
Many, many more species will die because if we remain hooked on fossil fuels, you know, climate change is going to be far more devastating on the natural environment than these renewable energy projects. But that doesn't mean that we're going to excuse energy projects and say that they can just be put wherever a developer wants to put them.
But, Lauren, it does kind of put the environmental groups in a bit of a spot, right? Because there are some significant, or can be some significant, environmental downsides to these plants.
Yeah, and we just saw that debate heat up again a few weeks ago. Several environmental groups filed a lawsuit against another solar power plant in the Mojave Desert, the Calico Solar Plant. What they were saying was the plant would really impact desert tortoises in the area. They don't think the project should be built in sensitive habitat. So we're really seeing this issue crop up again and again for these solar companies.
So finally, in the context of this bankruptcy filing this week, Lauren, looking ahead, do you still see the industry growing in California?
The state needs renewable energy. They have a very ambitious goal to get a third of the state's electricity from renewable sources by 2020. It's a very ambitious number, so we're going to need a lot of projects in the pipeline to really make this happen. We're still installing record amounts of renewable energy in the state. So the progress, the line is still going up. The progress is still being made. And I think with the prices of solar panels possibly still coming down this year, we'll have to see what happens.
All right. That's Lauren Sommer. She follows renewable energy for the science unit at KQED. Lauren, thanks a lot.
Thank you.